A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Tikten Fit Talmud. Menachas Pei Aleph, Menachas 81a, pagination is 161. We'll start on the last line of the page, Masnisin at the Mishnah. Ha'omer, a person who says, he accepts an obligation upon himself as follows. Harei alai toda. There shall be upon me an obligation to bring a karban toda. So even though the classic karban toda is a person to whom a specific event occurred for which he's giving obligatory thanksgiving, person was in jail or a similar type of incarceration and was released, a person was very ill, bedridden, to such a point that a requirement of karban toda would be in order, traveled the high seas, went through a desert. Specific scenarios, those would be obligatory. The person in our Mishnah is doing so voluntarily, but he's doing the same type of obligation. He's going to bring an animal, and he's going to bring the 40 loaves of bread. Yavi hi v'lachma min hachulin, says the Mishnah, he must fulfill his obligation from regular money, non-sacred, non-tzedakah-oriented money. Has to come from his regular account. What's the alternative? So the alternative would be Maaser Sheni, as we will see later in the Mishnah, which is also the person's discretionary money, but it's already locked in obligatory, and you can't fulfill one obligation with a different obligation that you're already obligated in. We have this question coming up in many applications, a few that come to mind. A person accepted to learn a Masechta for one cycle of Mishnah or Gemara study, Le'ilu Nishmas somebody, for example, and then he wants to sign up for a different one and only wants to learn it once. And he wants to be able to count it twice, double dipping. So that doesn't work. If you accepted, so that's understood that you're doing some learning that you wouldn't have necessarily done before. You're doing it as a tribute for this purpose. And if you sign up in another place, it's assumed you're doing more learning. You could chazer. You could review the same Masechta and count that as the second time. If your obligation when you thought about it was just to learn it once for the first set, you could have in mind chazara for the second set. But simply to do it once and keep counting it multiple times doesn't work. Over here, the Maaser Sheni was a specific tithe given from the produce. It is going to be used in Yerushalayim to purchase things for him, his family, the Yom Tov experience when he's Ola Regel typically. And the produce, how did it come to be in money that you could spend it however you want? Because there's a halacha of tzarta bekesef, you're allowed to transfer the produce, the tenth that you separated, you could transfer into money for purposes of travel. And then you spend that money in Yerushalayim, but it's Maaser Sheni, it's already locked in. And therefore you can't use that money to pay up your newfound obligation that you accepted upon yourself. If you take a look at Rashi, now Rashi, the two sections of Rashi, on the very bottom of the page is Rashi Ksav Yad, and above that go up two lines. You'll see Masnisin, and Rashi explains this first case. The Kevan de Omar Alai, once he said, behold, it is upon me, Nischayev Bo, he's obligated. Vahavali Dovar Shabachova, now it's an obligation. Ve'ena Bo Elam and Achulin, it has to come from non-sacred money. Kedamrinin lekamon, as we explained, v'kevan to amar harei alai toda, once he said, behold upon me is a toda, afagav delo amar v'lachma, even though he didn't mention, and its breads, mischayev b'shteyem, but you're obligated in the toda experience. The lechem galal toda, the bread goes along with the toda, and therefore both of them have to come min hachulin, from non-sacred money. Extending this concept to other areas, like meiser money, person is committed to give 10% of his earnings to tzedakah, for example. When a person makes a vow, accepts a commitment, did he have in mind to discharge that obligation through his meiser money, or was he thinking his personal money? You have this question by pledges. A person bids by an auction. Is this a personal thing, or you're just making a commitment to give your tzedakah meiser to this particular cause in exchange for a certain type of recognition? A question that comes up is if a person makes a commitment to support a child or grandchild in kollel. So giving money to children and grandchildren is not tzedakah, it's not meiser in the typical example. That's family support. There could be cases where it is tzedakah. Omi b'sarcha al tesalim, a person should ask a shayla in such cases, because it is true, hakarav karav kodem, before we give to some other organization somewhere, there's an obligation to take care of the people closer to us, siblings, parents, etc. Whether it's tax deductible or not is a different question entirely. For that, it has to go through a tax-exempt organization, tax-deductible organization. But we're talking about Maisa, which runs with different rules. Are you indeed doing tzedakah? So if a person made a commitment to help their children or grandchildren, so one of the questions we will ask is, what was your intent at the time you accepted the obligation? Were you thinking of this as like a marriage gift? It's just setting up the kids. That's part of what I do. So then that's not tzedakah and meiser. If, however, you did all those types of gifts separately, and this was really because the person is learning or the person is needy, etc., we would want to know what your intent was at the time that you made that commitment. A similar question involves membership in shul. Person pays the membership that the shul obligates. Does that count as meiser or not? And one of the questions we would want to explore is that an obligation to pay, similar to membership in a JCC? Or is that a communal tzedakah taxation? We're not really charging membership per se from the organization's perspective. It's a taxation. The tzibur, the congregation, has the right to tax people in order to get money for mikvah, in order to get money for the chinuch, education in the city, and to run the different things that have to be run. So if that's a enforced tzedakah, then it depends what your intent at the time when you accepted it. If you intended to give it from tzedakah, it may very well count towards the meiser calculation. Turning over onto the second side of today's daf, if a person says, Toda alay min achulin, the toda shall be from chulin velachma min ha-meiser, but I want to bring the breads from meiser money, which is right to his advantage. He doesn't have to expend so much money. He's using money that's already designated. Says the Mishnah, Yavihi velachma min achulin, he's going to have to bring it all from chulin, from non-sacred money. And the reason is because the minute he said that he's bringing the toda from chulin, he was locked into the animal and its breads. When he now tries to back off and say that the bread should come from meiser, that's not going to change anything. You can't go back, and it's too late to be lenient. If he said toda min ha-meiser v'lachma min ha-chulin, if he said the toda should be from meiser, that's how I'm going to spend my meiser money in Yerushalayim, the meiser sheni money. This is different than the meiser tzedakah money that we normally talk about today. But the meiser sheni money, which is literally spent on himself, but in Yerushalayim. So he said the toda should be like that, but the bread should be non-sacred. Yavi, he's obligated, because had he kept quiet, he would be able to use Maaser Sheni money for both. But since he went on and limited himself, he has to observe that added restriction that the breads can only be from non-sacred money. One more case that we'll do. Hiva lachma min ha-maiser, yavi. If he said, it and its breads, meaning the toda, the animal, and its breads should be brought from maiser. So again, in our scenario, that's to his advantage. He's using money that's already designated. Yavi, he may bring it from maiser money. The Mefarshim point out, of course, that he could bring it from chulin. It's not like it's a vow that has to be observed in its technicality and it must be maiser sheni. It's just that he allows himself to use maiser sheni and he could do so, although yes, had he wanted to use chulin, he could still absolve himself of his obligation, fulfill his obligation by using chulin, non-sacred money, as well. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.